Well, this morning I was planning on doing the proclamation of the divine exchange, but it seems like it's microscopic. Brother Arturo, is it available? Let's have a look, see how big it is. Yeah, it's somehow it didn't turn out as good as I thought. Okay, what is the proclamation of the divine exchange? Does anyone know? We'll do it next time, but this time I will just read it. It was Derek Prince who came up with the proclamation of the divine exchange. And so I will just read it for you this time. Jesus was punished that we might be forgiven. Jesus was wounded that we might be healed. Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness that we might be made righteous with his righteousness. Jesus died our death that we might receive his life. Jesus endured our poverty that we might share his abundance. Jesus bore our shame that we might share his glory. Jesus endured our rejection that we might have his acceptance with the Father. Jesus was made a curse that we might enter into the blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in prayer. Thank you that our hope and our faith and our trust is in Jesus and the Word of God. We receive your blessing for our gathering. Thank you, Lord, that you know all about us. We give you all our failures, our sicknesses, our mistakes, our sins, and we receive the righteousness of Jesus, the healing of Jesus, the blessing of Jesus, all that Jesus gives to us. For he took on himself us, and now we receive him. Thank you that we are made righteous. We are holy. Thank you that we belong to you. B'shem Yeshua, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters. It's time for some public reading of the scriptures. Yeah, public reading of the scriptures. Okay, I see that hand there, sister. God bless you. Isn't that what they're supposed to do in meetings? I see that hand, you know. God bless you. Anyway, where shall we start? How about Book of Zechariah? Zechariah. Where is this Book of Zechariah? Does anybody know? Yes. After Haggai, or is it before Haggai? Anyway, it's the second last book in the First Covenant. So the second last book in the First Testament, we find Zechariah. So, what is public reading of scriptures? Well, it just means exactly that we read the Word of God. And you know, I'm not a preacher, and I'm not a pastor, and probably many of us are not, but this is for your own encouragement. All of us can read the Bible, and we should all read the Bible. And sometime, you know, if you would like, you have the courage, you can also come up here and perform this public reading of scriptures. We can all do that, okay? So we can all participate together reading the Word of God. You don't have to be a fancy preacher. You don't have to have three main points of a topical sermon. You can read the scriptures, and we can read them together. So this is encouragement for all of us. So Zechariah, all right, let's see what it says here. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. So here is our introduction to this man, Zechariah. That's kind of a cool name, sort of like Zephaniah is a cool name. Now, we have Darius. Who is this guy Darius? Does anybody know? Yeah, Darius. Okay, he was some kind of a king, apparently. I think he was an important guy. But anyway, we have this man, Darius. He was a king of the Babylonians, or was he the king of the Persians? I forget which. And we have the introduction here to Zechariah. You notice that he is the son of Berechiah, who was the son of Iddo. In those days, they didn't have like first name, last name, middle name, so on and so forth. So that's why he's the son of so-and-so. And we have the Lord, all in capital letters, L-O-R-D. And that comes from Hebrew characters, which in English characters is Y-H-V-H or Y-H-W-H. So that is God's personal name. So anytime in the Bible you see capital L-O-R-D, you know that is God's personal name. Now it turns out that in Hebrew there are no vowels, only consonants. So we cannot for sure know how to pronounce God's personal name. So, in fact, many Orthodox Jewish people will not even attempt to pronounce God's personal name because they are afraid that they might say it wrong, and that would be insulting to God. So, usually in the Bible, then, it is translated as Adonai. Adonai. So, probably for us as well, it's good for us to say Adonai instead of trying to pronounce God's personal name. All right, let's go to the next verse. The Lord Adonai was very angry with your forefathers. Angry? Does God get angry? That's kind of hard to believe. But he does get angry. Therefore, oh, anytime you in the Bible you see the word therefore, you should then go back to see why. Well, what happened? What happened in the last verse? God was very angry, therefore. Okay. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Again, Adonai Almighty. Almighty in Hebrew is Tzevaot. Can you say Tzevaot? That's kind of cool, isn't it? Adonai Tzevaot says, return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Return to me, and I will return to you. So God is speaking here, return to me, and I will return to you. Sometimes, you know, we think that, well, if we do good things, then maybe the good things will outweigh the bad things, you know, then God will be happy with us. But I think we've all come to the conclusion that there is nothing good that we can really do. We can never be good enough to gain salvation. We can never be good enough to make it to heaven. Heaven is just way too far away. There's no rocket ship that can fly up there. Can we do anything? Is there anything we can do? Yes, we can. We can return. Return, that means to turn around, to repent, to surrender. That is something that we can do to God. And God says, return to me and I will return to you. That is a wonderful promise. So if you have things in your life that you regret, return to God. Turn away from those things. And God says, I will return to you. See, we can do something. Return to God. Do not be like your forefathers, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Well, can you think of any other prophets from the past in the Bible? Jeremiah, yeah. Jeremiah, he was a cool guy too, you know. He spent lots of time in all kinds of strange places, what was that pit where they threw him, and there was lots of mud in there, and he sank into the mud. Yeah, it's tough to be a prophet in those days. Maybe it's a good thing that we don't have prophets today, or we might have some, but I'm not sure. We can all have a prophetic word from time to time, of course. I did actually meet a man once who said that he was a prophet, and he was a very, very withdrawn kind of a person, because he said it's such an unpleasant job to be a prophet. However, let us continue. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Isn't that so human of us? You know, we hardly ever pay attention to anything. Especially when I was in school, I never paid any attention to anything. Kids, okay, don't listen to, skip that part, okay. But they would not listen to me or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your forefathers now? Yeah, imagine that, they are all gone. It's so sad, you know, when someone passes away, and it's just a fact of life. I don't know anyone who is 150 years old. All our ancestors, they have all departed. Where are your forefathers now? And do the prophets, do they live forever? No, prophets are all gone. But did not my words and my decrees, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your forefathers? But did not my words and my decrees, the word of God lives forever. I think it says somewhere in the Bible that even the smallest mark of the Bible is never going to disappear. I think in Hebrew, there's this tiny little character, and that is the smallest mark in the Bible. And it says that even that is not going to disappear. So the word of God lives forever. And it's amazing that we can read anytime we want. We can listen to the word of God. Actually, you know, did you know that I sleep with the Bible? That's right. I turn on the Bible right by the bed, you know, and I play it all night long. So in the morning when I wake up, the Bible is still playing. And it's going and going. And so maybe psychologically while I'm sleeping, you know, the word of God is sneaking into my heart. So you might like to try that. You know, don't make it too loud so that you can't sleep, but just keep it on quietly so that you can hear the Bible all night long. Isn't that a song, all night long? Okay, we won't go there. Okay. Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. Yes. We can return to God. We can repent, and we can receive this great promise from God. He will return to us. I am sure that all of us have gone through many difficulties in life, and we all, especially as you get older, you realize how many stupid things you've done. And we can return to God, and we can pray forgiveness, healing, restoration, renewal. You know, God is able to restore us from all those past mistakes that we have made in our lives. Well, it does seem that our time has run away on us. So again, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. As you can see, I'm not a preacher, but all of us can do this. We can all read the Bible. We can all have a public reading of scriptures. We can talk about the Bible. We can discover new things. We can see how it applies to our lives and how it applies to our situation, even today. And we can always turn and return and repent. There's something that we can do, and we can return to God, and He will return to us. Well, Zechariah has so many interesting things about, like, the different horses. Did you see all those horses there? Does anyone like horses? Okay. Yeah, I'm scared of horses. But anyway, we're going to have to deal with the horses another time. Okay. Let's have a time of prayer.